Hello.
Hi, is this Randy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mr. Dunn. It's Paul from Local Splash. Happy Thursday. How's your day going?
It's going okay.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So I got a message here that you might have been in your client dashboard and you might have clicked for more information on both Google Ads and maybe Yelp Ads.
No, I just clicked on it. I was just looking at it.
Yeah, that happens a lot, but it's my job to follow up with you. I mean, you already do have Google Ads with us.
Yeah.
We could add Yelp Ads. You know, it's $499 a month, so I don't know if that's something that you're really pursuing at this point, but I did just want to check in with you.
Well, I'm glad you're doing that, because I just got off the phone a while ago with somebody.
Right.
And they were saying something about my SEO.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're just speaking with not somebody from my company.
No, not somebody from your company. Somebody just called me a while ago with another company, and they said something about my SEO, and they want to do a Zoom with me, and I'm like, I'm busy right now, but...
Yeah, we've got you covered for search engine optimization. You may still get these types of phone calls, but they will definitely start to fall away once people really can understand that you're already professionally optimized. But, yeah, I mean, if you start getting those phone calls, you could just say, you know, I'm already taken care of. I'm already with another company. They might go out of their way to badmouth us and things like that. I've heard all kinds of crazy things. But
I never do say what – I never tell them what company I'm with, neither.
Yeah,
and I'll
yeah,
say
no,
they,
I imagine you wouldn't, because I know that you know, you have a high level of integrity, and I've always appreciated that about you. Now, if you ever have any questions or concerns when you receive those types of phone calls, feel free to reach back out to us. But, you know, like I said, I just wanted to check back in with you and see if you're ever serious about, you know, adding anything like Yelp or something like that. And I think
probably a little bit down the road I will. And,
okay.
Yesterday, I think I did it, Apple Maps.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I did that as well, but is that something y'all take care of too as well?
Yeah, for Apple Maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that we can definitely include here for you. I'm going to send a message over that we might reach out to you with a little bit more information regarding Apple Maps and how that service can be integrated with anything that we're already doing for you.
Right. What do y'all do about, there was another phone call too, and it was asking me about, ranking me up on something, somehow or another.
Right.
Organically.
Yeah, when they're talking about ranking and organic listings and things like that, so the ranking, that goes back to search engine optimization, and again, the higher you rank for that on the local listings, and the more that you have the right content to do that, that's organic. It's called organic because there's really nothing that anyone can directly do to influence that outcome, but it is a byproduct of everything else. So we are already, you know, working on search engine optimization for you. The content, the additional content, off-page optimization, directory submissions, things like all of the, you know, the Yelp and Facebook and Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, all of those things that we're going to be doing here for you or already doing for you, that helps you to list and rank organically. So, again, you might get calls from our competitors, but we are a one-stop shop. You know, we can offer any service that Google offers, and, of course, we're partnered with Meta as well for the Facebook ads. We're not partnered with Yelp, but we are an authorized vendor for Yelp, so that is a service that we can do as well for you. But I think with what
you said that was $199.
No, for Yelp it's $499, and it works a little bit like say Google Verified would, which is one product that you don't have with us yet, and that I think would be the best course of action for adding something else. But Yelp works about the same way. In this case, you would pay $499. You pay per lead and per click. I'd have to do a real quick search, but your lead might be like $30. Your click might be $15. A click is when someone clicks on your Yelp profile. A lead is when they message you directly for more information. So, you know, the four, the the $4.99, that might be like 10 clicks and 10 leads, and then you know, they're hoping you get some work out of that. It kind of works the same way with Google Verified. You prepay for 13 leads, but then after that, you only pay for the leads that you use. Google Verified's a much better product in my eyes, and it's not just because we're partnered with Google that I say that. It's just the experience that I have and the success that my clients have with the various products that we do offer. So, I mean, your business is licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, I can send you, I'm going to send a message over to our team to maybe reach back out to you regarding Apple Maps and how that's going to be integrated into what we're doing here for you. But I'm also going to send you an email with more information about Google Verified leads. And I think that's going to be a better fit for you. But you're not really looking to invest anymore right now, right?
No, I'm just right now everything's real, real slow.
Yeah,
but now
yeah.
The pay-per-click from Google has been working out because I've done got a few leads.
Correct. And then I think, you know, when things start warming up, you know, when people get their tax refunds and are looking to do home improvement and things like that, I think that would be an ideal time to do something like Google Verified if you're still needing more jobs. So I'm going to send an email out to you with more information about Google Verify. In my experience, it's a much better product than Yelp. You get much more bang for your buck with something like that because you're paying per qualified lead, right? And it's calls coming directly to you. So with Yelp, you're paying for clicks. You're paying for someone who messages you and then might not even respond when you try to reach back out to them. With Google Verified, you get calls directly to you, and there's a vetting process. I mean, you have to qualify for it, and I know you do already, you will, but the leads are also attracting a higher-end clientele because they know that businesses in Google Verified are recommended by Google, that there's a vetting process, that it's really only the best of the best, you know, reputable companies that provide quality work. So for the people that have a little bit more disposable income, they really do gravitate towards the Google Verified section of a search result because they know they're going to be dealing with a great contractor and they're going to love the job when it's done. So I'm going to send you a little bit more information just kind of for your information so you can have that. And if it's something that you're serious about down the line, and I'll put it on my calendar too to check back in with you in a couple of months when the timing would be better for everyone and for you to start getting more of those jobs and calls coming your way. I'll check back in with you down the road and see if we can answer any questions you might have at that time regarding Google Verified.
Okay. And will you send me something about the Yelp too, please?
I certainly can do that. And then I'll get those emails out to you right away, Randy. I appreciate you, and you have a great rest of the day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.